Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold a closed-door meeting on Thursday to discuss the Turkish incursion into northeast Syria. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the European Union wants the operation to end.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, is calling on Turkey to end its unilateral military action in Syria.
The Turkish operation into northeast Syria can open a new dramatic chapter in the already very dark history of the Syrian war.
That's why, she says, European diplomats in the UN Security Council called for consultations. President Trump pulled back U.S. troops that were in the border area, but says he does not endorse the Turkish attack. Turkey is going after Kurdish forces that helped the U.S. in the fight against ISIS in the region. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Congressional Democrats continue to warn the White House not to stonewall the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that the administration is ignoring a subpoena for testimony and documents.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Trump of trying to cover up his dealings with Ukraine. She accused him of trying to normalize lawlessness. She even warned the president very directly that, quote, you are not above the law. You will be held accountable. So very strong language.
President Trump says Republicans would cooperate with the inquiry if House Democrats give them their rights. The administration has criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not calling a vote on whether to authorize the impeachment probe. An official at the Defense Intelligence Agency has been indicted for allegedly leaking classified information to journalists. 30-year-old Henry Kyle Fries was arrested Wednesday after arriving at his job in Virginia. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, Fries faces two counts of disclosing national defense information.
Fries held top-secret government security clearances for his work at the Defense Intelligence Agency. According to the indictment, in 2018, he passed classified information about a foreign country's weapon systems to two journalists, one of whom he was romantically involved with. He allegedly communicated with the reporters by phone, as well as by direct message on Twitter. Fries later retweeted a story by one of the reporters based off of the information he allegedly supplied. Court papers say that last month the FBI intercepted a call between Fries and one of the journalists in which Fries provided more classified information from two other intelligence reports. This is one of six leak cases the Justice Department has charged in around 2 years as part of a crackdown. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
California's largest utility has delayed shutting off power to the San Francisco Bay Area because expected dangerous gusty winds have not yet materialized. Pacific Gas and Electric cut power to about 500,000 customers in northern and central counties on Wednesday. This is NPR News. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer is denying claims that he raped a fellow NBC employee. Lauer says he and his accuser had consensual relationship. Brooke Nevels claims Lauer attacked her in Sochi, Russia, during the 2014 Olympics. In a statement Wednesday, NBC News says Lauer was fired 24 hours after network executives heard about the accusation. Nevels' identity is revealed in a new book by Ronan Farrell, another former NBC employee. It was Farrell's reporting for The New Yorker magazine that led to criminal charges against Harvey Weinstein. The head of the nation's largest labor organization is rejecting calls for a speedy passage of the proposed deal to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. Details from NPR's Don Gagne.
The White House wants fast approval of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, without offering a timeline, has spoken positively about its prospects. But AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says the deal does not include enough protections for workers, including fair labor standards and wages in Mexico. In 2016, candidate Donald Trump appealed to blue-collar workers with promises to scrap NAFTA. But the AFL-CIO's leader says if a congressional vote on NAFTA's replacement comes before Thanksgiving, unions will press Democrats to reject the new agreement. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are higher following gains on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.